Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, we read, "When the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it into a house of Dagon and set it up beside Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen face downward on the ground before the Ark of the Lord." Replacing God with anything is not a good idea. All people and all creation will pay homage to the one true living God. They may not do it today, but they will do it. And I think God had some fun with these people because of the fact that they were trying to force God into a situation he wasn't going to be a part of. Sometimes I wonder if God and the angelic host will have a little fun at the expense of the ignorant. They placed the ark in the temple of their gods only to find out that the other gods were not God with a capital G. I wonder if God told the angels to get ready for some entertainment before he messed with their worthless idol. I wonder how many angels shook their heads at the obvious ignorance of man. In fact, they often wonder what's going on in the heavenly realm. We're told in Hebrews 12 that the faithful have gone before us. They're cheering us on. I wonder what they're up to today as we go through our daily routine here in the United States of America. I wonder what they're going through as they observe those believers around the world in different parts of the world that are being persecuted, as many of them were. I wonder what Moses is up to and Joshua. I wonder what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is thinking about the faith of those who live in the United States of America. I wonder sometimes if there's jokes, or if it's sadness, or if God protects them from seeing what's going on down here, because it is heartbreaking at times. I do know that as I stay close to God and choose to listen to Him, my life can be one of those that counts for something. Trying to force God into a system that you and I have created is not a good idea and will never turn out well. We don't force God to be our religious symbol. He's God, the creator and sustainer of life. We come to Him and discover what we need to do. We don't go to Him and create what we need to do. God is the creator. I am the created. And I need to live in that context or be totally destroyed. God tells us these things in His words so that we can learn lessons from them, not ignore them. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.